good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you once again out here to the Seeley Little League Fields. We're over at, this time at Mark Chapman Field, which is the softball field here at the complex. And tonight it is the 7-year-old softball championship game between Washington County and Columbus. Now, in this, in the action tonight, we've got one for sure, possibly two. Now, Washington County wins this 6 o'clock game. They are the tournament champions, and everything's over. But if Columbus pulls out the win, then we'll play a second game tonight at 7:30, and that'll be winner-take-all for the tournament championship. As the fans are filing in here, getting ready to take this one in, and both these teams battling up. Washington County still hasn't yet to suffer their first defeat in this tournament, whereas Columbus did have one defeat, but has battled their way back up through the loser's bracket and has set themselves up here in the finals. And we'll take a look at how these teams got here, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BurnhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And we return here to the Seeley Little League Fields. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday night. It's the final night here in Seeley for the 7-year-olds tournament, the softball tournament, that is. And tournament began already back on Saturday with Seeley defeating Burleson County 11-10. And then it was Washington County defeating Belleville 18-17. Seeley over Columbus 14-11. And then Belleville beat Burleson County 19-9. And then last night, it was Columbus over, it was Columbus beating Belleville, and then Columbus beating Seeley. Washington County also beats, well, actually, Washington County beat Seeley first, and they dropped in to the loser's bracket, and Columbus beat them 15-5. So that sets up where we're at tonight at these two going at it tonight at 6 o'clock. And it looks like they're getting ready to introduce the two teams. And we're going to take another break and be back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And now our national anthem. One more break and be back with our first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And first pitch, J.C. Belvin pops this one up, and it's going to hit the ground and roll foul as we come back here to start the top half of the first inning. Washington County, the visiting team, and Columbus will be the home team for the purposes of this game. As you can tell by the wind whipping through the microphone, it is very windy out here. As Belvin pops this one up, and it's going to stop in front of the home plate area. And Belvin is going to get away on with an infield hit. Coaches for Washington County, the manager is Ren Rockerman, assistant coaches Jonathan Belvin, Jenna Leckler, and Colby Toppy. And now up is Brindley Ronderman batting. And next pitch swung on, and that's going to be a ground ball over to second. And throw to first, and they will get the out. But on the play, Belvin goes all the way to third. Ronderman got out of and time is called. But okay, it seemed to confusion on if Ronderman was out or not, but yeah, she was, and they got her at first, but she did her job moving the runner over into scoring position now. And the first pitch is swung on and missed by Claire Schulte. And next pitch coming, Schulte smacks this one over to short. Shortstop boots the ball, and Schulte's going to be safe, and Belvin will score the first run of the ball game. And so Washington County takes the early lead, 1-0. Next pitch, Avery Clark pops this one up, and that's going to drop into center field for a base hit. And now they get it back in, and the runners are still going, and Schulte is going to come all the way in to score run number two. And Clark kept on hustling. She ended up at third base. It's going to be a single and an error. Next pitch coming, and Lila Zwerneman swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And Zwerneman pops this one. That's going to be foul over to the right side where the Columbus fans are. If you look at the ballpark, Columbus is the home team, so they're down the third base side and in the third base dugout. Washington County visiting team, so they're down the first base side and in the first base dugout. And so an 0-2 count on Zwerneman. And she pops this one up. First baseman, second baseman over. Drops the pop up, and the runner's going to be safe. And coming in to score is Clark. And that will make it 3-0. Washington County here in the top of the first. Yeah. And that is going to bring up Tatum Toppy now. And Toppy swings and misses at the first pitch. And hits a good one right there. Oh, that's caught by the first baseman, and with that's going to end up being a double play. And so that'll retire the side. But Washington County does strike first, three runs, two hits. There were three errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Washington County leading Columbus 3-0. Back with the bottom of the first after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the first inning, and Washington County leads 3-0, and Columbus now coming into bat. And there goes the first pitch. And it is swung on and missed to Henneke. Layla Henneke leading things off here for the Columbus All-Stars. And pops this one up. And that is going to be caught back there behind home plate. That was Cameron Wickle who's doing the catching tonight. With out number one. Heads up play there. And that'll bring up Fitzgerald. And Pitts has bounced up there a ball. Next pitch, swung on, and that one's going to be hitting the air. Ronderman going back, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Fitzgerald on her way to second, and it got past the pitcher, Clark, and she's going to end up all the way to third. And that's going to bring up Busselman now batting. And she pops this one up. Clark the pitcher over. And she dropped the pop-up. And the run will come home to make it 3-1. Now they're going to run her to second, and she's going to be safe. And Logan Wright, the batter now for the Columbus All-Stars. We got runner at second, one out. Run is in, pitch is taken for a ball. That swings and misses. Next pitch coming. Swung on and missed. So two strikes now on Wright. And fouls that one back. That'll allow her to hang in there. Fifth pitch of the at bat, so she has to get a hit or get it out. And this one's going to be popped up and foul. So if it's foul ball, then she gets to hang in there a little longer. And here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. And right down on the strikes, that's out number two. Bring up Jones, now the batter. And she swings and misses 0-1. And Jones sends this one foul. That'll roll over towards the Washington County dugout. And makes it 0-2. We're in the bottom of the first. Washington County leading 3-1 here in this championship round of the 7-year-old All-Stars Tournament. And this one, a ground ball to third base. Ronderman looks the runner back and then throws the cart to keep it in the circle. So an infield hit for Jones. And Barton the batter now. And pitch to Barton. Garris Barton, the number six, the six hitter in their lineup for Columbus. He's got two teammates aboard and two outs in the inning. Pops this one up, and that is going to be caught again by Wickle. We're out number three. Tell you what, that's two heads-up plays in this inning by Wickle to retire the side in the inning. One run on two hits. There were two errors and two left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. Washington County leads it 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials, with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
All right, as we get set to start the second inning, Washington County leading Columbus 3-1. Columbus in the field tonight. They're dressed out with the black pants, white jerseys, the gray sleeves, and red letters and numbers. Waiting on the pitcher to get in here. And get his warm-up tosses. Of course, if you just joined us on the coach pitch level, the coaches do the pitching, but they do have players fielding the position. Fielding the pitcher position, I should say. And then it's going to be Cameron Wickle leading things off and smacks the first one out to short. And it's going to drop in over the shortstop's head for a base hit. And Wickle has a leadoff single. And coming up next will be Tatum Pellerin. Yeah, pitch taken for a ball. And Pellerin sends this one. Is that fair? Foul ball. Foul ball called. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I don't have the best vantage point here, so I couldn't tell one way or the other, but the umpire was right on top of it and says it's foul. And pitch is taken for a ball. 2-1 count now on Pellerin. And pitch is taken for a ball. And it's 3-1 now, so this will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat. Pellerin has to swing at this one. They don't allow walks at this level. And swings and misses, and she's down on strikes. That's out number one. And that's going to bring up Olivia Coleman, the next batter. And swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. And this one is going to be a ground ball over in between the second baseman's legs. It's going to go out to center field. That went in between the center fielder's legs. And so they're just going to keep right on motoring. Wickle's going to come in to score. And there goes Shen Coleman all the way in. And she will score. She circles the ends up circling the bases. As they like to call it, the Little League home run. And so that makes it 5-1 Washington County. And coach for Columbus, Coach Travis Busselman, going to go out and talk to his players. Washington County jumping down to the early lead here. And next up for Washington County here. We have Hallie Leckler. Leckler ground ball to third. That's going to stay fair. And she will beat it out to first base for an infield hit. So Washington County's just about made it one time through the lineup here. And time is called. And it's Riley Locke batting, and she swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. So one out here in the inning. And Locke gives this one back out to the pitcher, and he'll throw to first and get the out. So two away on the play. Leckler moves down to second. And that is going to bring up Swayze Schrader. And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. He will throw to first and gets the out. To retire the side, so that'll end the inning. But for Washington County, they do tack on two more runs on three hits, one error, and We are going to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads it 5-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
And we come back here to Celia over here at Mark Chapman Field. And it is Washington County leading Columbus 5-1. And first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And this will be Neil batting. And takes the next pitch for a ball. And smacks that one foul up the third base side. Lydia Neal sends this one back to the pitcher. Clark couldn't get a handle on it, and it goes over to second, but it'll be an infield hit. That was a quick reaction time because it just bounced right back there.
All right, Andy.
Come on, Andy.
Come on, Andy.
Come on, Andy.
You got it, babe. Watch it.
And pitches inside for a ball. Ground ball over second. Throw to first, and they do get the out. One away. And on the play, Neil moves all the way around to...
Good job, Andy!
That was Andy Fidacco batting. And now... So, runner at third, one down. And Anderson grounds this one to second. Oh, throw to first and drops the ball into the run will score. And they're going to check on the first baseman's Werneman. Yeah, they took a tumble. The throw was high and they both collided, but they both got back up. Coach is going to check on, coaches from both teams checking on each player, Anderson and Werneman, just to make sure both girls are all right. Yeah, both girls, they're like, yeah, they're gamers, they're ready to go. Pulled with a ground ball in second. They'll throw on to first, get the out there. And so that's two away. You This would be Busselman as well batting. And takes the first pitch for a strike. And swung at and missed. This is Hayden Busselman. And takes pitch for a ball. That's 1-2. And swings and misses, and she's down on strikes for out number three in the inning, though. They do come up with, Columbus comes up with one run on two hits. There was one error and one left on, and we will go to the third inning. Washington County leads it 5-2, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Coming back here, a little bit of the piano man, Billy Joel, as J.C. Belvin gets set to bat here. It'll be Belvin followed by Ronderman and then Schulte. Washington County leading at 5-2 in the top of the third inning. And Belvin, first pitch, swinging, and sends that one up the third base side, and it's going to roll just foul. That thing just kind of hugged the line, and for Columbus, they did the right thing, just took the chance and let it roll foul, and it did. So it's an 0-1 count on Belvin. And next pitch, and this time she sends this one over to third. Belvin races down the line, and she's going to be safe with her second hit of the ball game. And that'll bring up Brindley Ronderman. And first pitch to her, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Ronderman, left-hand batter. And swings and misses 0-2. And it's been taken for a ball, and it's 1-2. It's going to be sent out to center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. And Ronderman's going to be aboard. And meanwhile, on her way to the third base is Belvin. And because the pitcher followed her over there, Ronderman's now going to sneak into second. That puts runners at second and third and nobody out. And that's going to be Claire Schulte. Schulte with a chance to add on some more runs here for Washington County. pitch, foul tip. And she's going to smack this one over to third. Third baseman bobble the ball. Schulte is going to be safe. And scoring his belt would make it 6-2. And still nobody out here as Avery Clark bats. That one is back up the middle, and that's going to get in for a base hit. And that's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And Ronneman coming around, she will score. Clark is going to score. Or Schulte scores. Clark is going to circle the bases for an inside the park home run. And that'll make it down 9-2 Washington County. That's four runs for this inning. Or, yeah, that's going to bring you up Lila Zwerneman. Yeah, fifth to Zwerneman, and that's a foul ball. It's 0-1. And pops this one up, and pitcher goes back and makes the grab for out number one. And now Tatum Toppy will bat. Even the base umpire has got to go in and give the pitcher a fist bump for making a good play like that. And Toppy fouls the first pitch off. It's 0-1. And Toppy fouls it away. No balls, two strikes. Swings and misses, and she's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Cameron Wickle. And pitch to Wickle. She swings and misses 0-1. And chase one downstairs, and it's 0-2. And that one ground ball to first, and first baseman will step on the bag, and that'll retire the side. But then for Washington County, they do come up with four runs on three hits. It was one error, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Washington County leads it 9-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service.
A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that. Whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to A1QualityPlumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
And back we go here, and we're back. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Washington County leading Columbus 9-2, and we go back to the top of the Columbus batting order with Layla Henneke. She'll be followed by Teresa Fitzgerald, then Hattie Musselman. And this one, a ground ball to short, knocked down, but they're not going to get her. Infield hit. And so Henneke aboard, that'll bring up Fitzgerald. And pitch is looking for a ball, and it's 1-0. One on, nobody out here. We're in the bottom of the third. Washington County leading this 9-3, and that's going to be foul back. And nice play by one of the dads here in the stand. And this one on a high pop, and that's going to drop into right field for a base hit. And they get it back to the pitcher, and because Henneke kept right on motoring and trying to score, and you know, she didn't pass the because they've got just to recap those of you that aren't familiar with the 7-year-old division, they've got lines in between first and second, second and third, and third third and home. Yeah, the player has gone past the line, they can move on to the next base, but if they haven't gone past the line, then they have to go back to the previous base. And in that instance, she wasn't past the line, so they send her back to third base. And this one is going to drop into right field. Another base hit for Busselman, and that's going to get at least two home as Washington County gets the throwback in. It's a two-run double for Busselman. And then on the throwback in, she ends up going to third. Actually, no, I think we can give her a triple on that one. I'll correct myself there. And now that makes it a 9-4 ball game. As Columbus tries to battle back. And Wright sends this one a ground ball to third. And the only play is to get it back to the pitcher as Busselman scores. RBI infield hit for Logan Wright. Make it 9-5 now. And that'll bring up Jones to the plate. And Jones fouls that one away. Jones swings and misses 0-2. Karis Barton waiting on deck. And pitch taken for a ball. 1-2 now. And Jones swings and misses down on strikes. That's out number one. And that'll bring up Barton next. Columbus with one out now and a runner on first. Three runs are in, and they've cut in the Washington County lead to make it 9-5. And Barton fouls that one away. She he popped up to the catcher Wickle back in the first inning. And pitch to Barton. That one is going to be popped up, and Clark knocked it down. Throw to first, and under three, Zwerneman. That's going to go into right field. And coming around is Wright to score. And going all the way to third base is Barton to make it now 9-6. And now Lydia Neal, the batter. Still only one out in the inning. And yeah, pitch is taken for a ball. As we said, this is the championship round here. If Washington County wins this game, then they are the champs. But if Columbus wins, then we play a second game to determine who will be the champs. And Grandma, the second throw, first gets the out. But coming in to score is Barton, and that's the fifth run of the inning. So we go to the top of the fourth. We're halfway through this one, and it is Washington County leading Columbus 9-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the big family in their district tournament games.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the fourth inning, and it is Washington County leading Columbus 9-7. And here in the fourth, it's going to be Pellerin followed by Coleman and then Leckler. And waiting on the first batter. Yeah, it's going to be Tatum Pellerin. They play a regulation six at this level. Yeah, pitch to Pellerin, and she's going to send this one into right field for a base hit. That's going to get by the right fielder, Pellerin, taking off for second base. And she's going to be in there with a double, and it gets by, and she's going to keep going all the way to third. It's going to be a double and an error. And Pellerin is up there at third base, and now that'll bring up Olivia Coleman. Coleman singled and scored a run her last time up. Well, it's a single and a three-base error there. And, or as they call, as we like to say, the Little League home run. And she smacks this one, a ground ball off the first baseman's glove and into right field for a hit. Scoring is Pellerin, and then Coleman's going to end up at third. And it's a foot race to the bag at third, and she is safe. And so that'll make it now 10-7 Washington County. And so Hallie Leckler, the batter. And Lechler swings and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1. And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Runner coming home, and Coleman's going to be tagged out. And race to the bag, and she dropped the ball. And so she's going to be safe. Well, Coleman is out number one. It'll be Coleman out one unassisted, and then Lechler goes all the way to second base. She'll reach on the fielder's choice. And so that'll bring up Riley Locke. And pitch to Locke. She swings and misses 0-1. Swayze Trader would be doing next. And swung and missed. 0-2. Swung and a miss, and locked down on strikes. And that's two away now. And that'll bring up Swayze Schrader. See if Schrader can keep it going and get the up next would be Belden in the top of the order. So you'd like to see Schrader try to get her way on here somehow and get the top half of the batting order. He's had the most success for Washington County. Get them up to the plate and pitch his foul away. And that one bounced up there, a ball. And this one is going to be a ground ball through the pitcher's legs over to shortstop. And Lechler doing the right thing, staying there at second. Goes the play. Now they overthrew the pitcher. Now the runners can move up. And so now runners at second and third. And that gets Belden up to the plate. Belden 2-for-2 with two singles and two runs scored. And now try to add to that Washington County lead. And Belden fouls that one away. Yeah, swung and a missed. No balls, two strikes. And this one's going to be popped up. Catcher give it chase and is going to drop in. And the runners are going to have to retreat back to their respective bases. And they're going to be loaded up for Ronderman. A big opportunity here for Brindley Wideman. She's 1-for-2. Singled her last time up and scored a run. And a pitch to her is going to be foul back into the fence. And it's 0-1. Washington County leading here 10-7. We're in the top of the fourth. And Wideman pops this one up. And the catcher Jones almost had that one. Ball 1-2. And Ronovan pops this one, and that'll be foul back. Ronovan back in there for the fifth pitch of the at bat. And sends this one a high pop. And it's going to be off the glove of the first baseman. One run will score. And two will come in. And that'll make it 12-7 Washington County. Buckler came in, and so did Schrader. Belvin over to third. And Rodman on at first base. That'll bring up Claire Schulte. Yeah, that one foul back. So three runs in this inning has increased Washington County's lead back up to five. And that one, a ground ball over to third. And nowhere to go with it. She throws it back to the pitcher. So Schulte gets an RBI infield hit. And scoring is Belvin. Ronnerman moves up to second. And it's now 13-7 Washington County. And now either one out or one more run will end this inning. As Avery Clark bats. And Clark swings and misses 0-1. Yeah, that one bounced up there, a ball. Yeah, that one foul back into the screen. One ball and two strikes on Avery Clark. Pitch to her, and that is going to be smacked in the right field base hit. And coming in to score is Ronderman, and that'll make it 14-7. Now the other two runs won't count because it's already they're past their limit. And so we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And let's see. One, two, three, four, five. So it's 14 to 7. 14-7 Washington County leads. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today, and don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
And Andy Fedako batting and fouls away the first pitch. Next pitch, swung on. That's going to be popped up and drops in for a hit. And they overthrew second, and she's going to end up all the way at third. And they're going to send her in. She's going to circle the bases. Washington County, not good play in there. And a couple of errors on that play help there as Anderson bats now. And Anderson, ground ball over to third. Ronderman picks it up. And she's just got to get it back to the pitcher. Another hit. As it's now 14-8. And that'll bring up Sage Leopold. That one fouled away. And this one back to, goes through the pitcher, and they're going to go to second and get the run there, or get the out at second. So Leopold reaches on the fielder's choice. And that'll bring him Hayden Busselman. One on, one out. And pitch taken for a strike. Next pitch, swung and a missed. And it is 0-2. And down low for a ball, 1-2. This is the championship game. You're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269 GU, 101.7 FM in Brenham. And pitch swung on and missed. Busselman down on strikes, round number two. This is the 7-year-old softball tournament championship from Mark Chapman Field in Sealy. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday night. And Henneke sent this one over to Zwerneman. Zwerneman caught it. Four out number three. And so in the inning, one run on two hits and one error and one left on. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Washington County leads it 14-8. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday, 8 till 1.
And back we go here, and it's Lila Zwerneman leading things off for the Washington County All-Stars. We're at the top of the fifth. Washington County leading 14-8. Ground ball back to the pitcher. They throw on the first and get the out. Nice play there by Teresa Fitzgerald to get the out. And that'll bring up Tatum Toppy. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. And that one's going to drop in. And Toppy heading down to second base. Nobody there to cover it. And a rare infield double there. And that'll bring up Cameron Wickle. By the way, I got to thank my good buddy John Maybe. Got my new Washington County Little League hat for this year. And this one back up the middle, and second baseman got to it. Throw to first, and throw is high, and Wickle's going to be safe. And coming around to score is going to be Toppy. And that'll make it now 15-8 Washington County. Yeah. and brings up Tatum Pellerin. And takes the first pitch for a ball. Pellerin doubled and scored her last time up. Next pitch is a ball, 2-0. And this one back up the middle, and that is going to go over the shortstop. Shortstop booted it. And Wickle coming home. She will score. And that'll make it 16-8 Washington County. And brings up Olivia Coleman next. Washington County, you taste it now. They're getting closer and closer to being able to wrap this one up and clinch the district championship. Coleman's got two hits so far tonight. Looking to add to that. Yeah, that one down low ball skips away from the catcher. Next pitch, foul back. And 1-1. And Coleman swings and misses, and it's 1-2.
Watch the ball, baby, watch the ball.
Next pitch to Coleman, and she's going to smack that one. Foul ball down the line. Boy, that would have just been a little bit more to the right. She could have run for daylight. Back into the screen. Well, Coleman thought she was done, though. She still gets, as long as she fouled it off, if she'd have swung and missed, she'd have been done, but fouled it off, so she gets to keep going. And Coleman swings and misses that time. She's down on strikes. And so that'll be out number two, and brings up Hallie Leckler. So Leckler sets up here and pitch to her is going to be foul up the third base side. Landed fair territory, but then rolled foul. Wind playing, I guarantee you that one was wind aided. And it's 0-1. And this one, a ground ball, that's going to be over to third. And they just got to get back to the pitcher. So Leckler reaches and puts two runners aboard now for Riley Locke. And Locke fouls that one back into the screen. Pops that one back into the fenced in area, and it's 0-2. And take it for a ball, 1-1, or 1-2 rather. swung and a miss, and a lockdown on strikes. That'll end the inning. Washington County does put up two more runs. Four hits. There were a couple of errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County leads it 16-8. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
And on we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Washington County leading Columbus 16-8 here at the 7-year-old softball championship. And it's Fitzgerald, Busselman, and Wright to bat. And this one, a pop-up into left center. And Coleman gets it back in. Drops in for a hit. And it's going to be a double for Fitzgerald. And I'll bring up Hattie Busselman. And pitch to her is a ground ball. Knocked down by the pitcher, Clark. And she's just going to hold on to that one. Better to just keep it in the circle rather than trying to risk making a bad throw there. And Logan Wright, the batter now. And that one is a ball. Wright 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI single and a run scored. Got runners at the corners. And that one is going to be a base hit in the left field. That'll bring one run in. Clark tried to sneak one in there. I'm probably going to make her go back to second. It's an RBI single for Wright, and now that cuts it to a 16-9 game. And Hayden Jones, the batter. And Jones, that one's up the third base side, and Ronderman runs to the bag, gets the out. Heads up right there by Brindley Ronderman to get over there and beat the runner to the bag. So one down now, and that'll bring up Karis Barton. And Barton fouls that one off. And that one, ground ball back to the pitcher. And Clark just going to go run back to the circle. Infield hit, and that'll load the bases now and bring up Olivia Neal. So now for Washington County, play is at the plate. And first pitch is a ball to Neal. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. And pitch to Neal, and ground, Clark couldn't hold on to it, and the run scores. That'll make it 16-10 now, and Andy Fidocco to bat. So he swings and misses 0-1. Swung on and missed, and it's 2, and it's 0-2. One and two. Watch the ball. two and two, so this will be fifth pitch of the at bat. And since this one, a ground ball through the third baseman's legs, one run will score. Two are going to come in. And that now cuts to a 16-12 ball game. And Anderson pops this one up. That's going to go foul. Anderson's had two hits in the game so far. And most Columbus can score is one more run in this inning. And pitch to a swing and a missed. And that's strike two. Oh, no, that was strike three. And that's two down now. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'll wait. And Lee. What's going on? So, what just... Next inning, Max. Oh, so they had her strike out so they could get to the extra inning. That was weird. Okay, well, anyway, it looks like we are going to go to the sixth inning. And so we will send you back to the studios. Washington County leads at 16-12. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duck Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, so we go to the top of the sixth inning, and it's Washington County leading 16-12. Basically what happened at the end of that last inning, because the tournament games are on a time limit, they only had 2 minutes left on the clock. So Columbus got the last, had the last two girls get themselves out so they could stretch it and play another inning. However, if Washington County gets two more runs in the top half of the inning here, the game's over anyway. Because the most they could get in the bottom half would be five, and Washington County would have a six-run lead. Now that I've gone and confused everybody out there, it's an 0-1 count to Swayze Schrader. Schrader followed by Belvin and then Ronderman. And next pitch taken for a ball. And Schrader ground ball over to short. Shortstop boots the ball, and Schrader is in there. I'm going to give her a hit on that because that was hit so far in the hole that I don't think they'd have got her anyway. And now they'll bring up J.C. Belvin. Belvin's 3-for-3 in the game with three hits and three runs scored. And next pitch, swung on a miss, 0-1. And that one is going to be over the third base, and I couldn't tell there was a guy in the way. Did she catch that? No, just a hit in front of the... So two runners aboard now, and that'll bring up Friendly Ronderman. Ronderman's been on base the last two times. Let's see if she can keep it going here. As we said, Washington County just needs two more runs to win the game and take the tournament championship. And pops this one up and got dropped in behind the third baseman. And they're going to have to get, they got the out. There's some confusion on the bag. It's going to be a double play. They're both out. They're both out. They had to play a third. She didn't advance to third, and so she's out at third. And then they got the runner because there was confusion at second. And so that's a double play. And so that's a double play. Two down now. And so Ronderman is safe at first, but Strader and Belvin are both out. And Schulte batting. And time is called. And I think they got everything reset now. I'm going to bring up Claire Schulte now. Yeah, the base running miscue is costing Washington County there. Some indecision there. Well, that's part of being youthful and still trying to learn the game. And Schulte swings and misses 0-1. Pitch swung on, that is going to be out to shortstop, and it drops in for a hit. And Ronderman, she is heading to third, and she's making her way home. And that'll make it 17-12. And so it's up to Lila Zwerneman now. Five-run lead, and time is called. And for Columbus, is going to have a word with the players. So Schulte at third, Clark batting, swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. Clark's got three hits in the game, and she sent this one line drive, base hit, and it's off the glove, and Schulte scores, and Washington County wins, 18-12. The final score, Washington County takes the 7-year-old softball championship. And they come through in the big way here. And that will send us to the postgame show. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
All right, as we come back here to the post game, and Washington County wins this one. The final score, 18-12. And I tell you what, Columbus gave them a heck of a run in this here in this final game of the tournament. As they battled them tooth and nail throughout this ball game, and just Washington County able to get what they needed and move on in the finals, in the final couple of innings there. And so now Washington County wins the tournament, and we don't have to go to another game, just the one. And now the celebration is on for the Washington County All-Stars. But as we said, Columbus, nothing to shake their hat, nothing to hang their heads about. They gave it a great effort. I mean, to come back after losing their first game and to work their way all the way back through the loser's bracket and get in the championship game, that's quite a feat there. And but Washington County undefeated in the tournament. They went the distance and got the job done. And congratulations to Washington County manager Ren Roderman, coaches Jonathan Belvin, Jenna Leckler, and Colby Toppy, and the whole crew here, the players Avery Clark, Friendly Roderman, Cameron Wickle, Claire Schulte, Hallie Leckler, J.C. Belvin, Lila Zwerdeman, Olivia Coleman, Riley Locke, Swayze Schrader, Tatum Pellerin, and Tatum Toppy. And we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the postgame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. want to make a difference, or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships, come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as they continue with the they're doing the presentations on the field there. For each of the ones getting, looks like they got some necklaces for the girls for finishing runners up here in the tournament. As what as Washington County came out, take care of business today, and they went at 18-12. J.C. Belvin had a great game here. She was 4-for-4 with three runs scored. Brindley Ronderman was on base three times and scored three runs. Claire Schulte, another big game. She was on base all four times and scored three runs, drove in a couple of runs. Avery Clark with a game winner, and she had a total of five RBIs in the game off of four hits. And then Toppy with a double and run scored. Wickle, a couple of hits there and a couple of runs scored. And Pellerin, a couple of hits. Coleman, a couple of hits. Leckler on base three times. And Schrader on base twice. And so great job, Washington County, just putting up the runs when they needed to get them. And they rode that offense all the way to a tournament championship. And this is just the start of something. We'll see as these girls start to work their way up through the Washington County Little League system. Maybe no. Might find themselves playing for Coach Roberts one day. We'll see how that all transpires. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the post game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Every day we touch corners of our community lives, and for over 97 years we've helped turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's a community we're a part of that makes us who we are, much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizens State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local, go far with us at CSB. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here, we're coming to you from Mark Chapman Field as part of the Sealy Little League Complex in the Washington County All-Stars. The 7-year-old softball team taking their team pictures and doing a co-picture with the Columbus All-Stars for being the final two teams finishing together in the tournament. And wrapping up at Washington County, an 18-12 victory over Columbus to take the tournament title and show good sportsmanship here and having the coaches and players take the pictures together and fans out there on the field showing their support for both teams. It's funny because it was starting to get heated in the stands there, and now all of a sudden, after it's all said and done, everybody's friends again. One of the great things about Little League, and of course we'll be with you. We got action every night up through Saturday at least, that we know where we're going to be at, and we'll tell you some of that as we continue with more of the post-game show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And as we come back here, it is the final night of the 7-year-old softball tournament over here in Sealy at Mark Chapman Field. And five straight days over here. So we're going to be through for here for a while. As up next tomorrow night, we are going to be hitting the road not too far tomorrow night, going over to Burton. And Burton will be the host for the 7- and 8-year-old softball tournament That's Coach Pitch as well. And Washington County will be taking on LaGrange. That's a 6 o'clock start time, 5:45 pregame here on KWHI. Then coming up on Thursday night, it is the 7-8-year-old baseball green team. They're going to be taking they're going to be playing over in Hempstead, and they're going to take on Belleville that night, and that's a 6 o'clock start time, 5:45 pregame here on KWHI. Friday night, we'll be back in Burton, as on the 7-8-year-old boys, the Washington County white team, they'll be taking on Weimer over in Burton at 8 o'clock. And 7:45 pregame here on KWHI. And then Saturday, it's the 9-year-old baseball team. They are going to take on Sealy, and that'll be in Giddings at 7 o'clock. And we'll have that one for you, 6:45 pregame here on KWHI. In the meantime, that is going to wrap it up for us here. And want to thank, of course, all our sponsors who, of course, make these Little League broadcasts possible. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And always, thank you to Madison for her great job on the boards back there at the studios. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.